This is KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin. Yesterday, former Governor Mike Huckabee announced his campaign for president, the second time he's made a bid for the White House. Covering this has been Don Gagne with NPR News, who traveled to Arkansas, went down to Hope for the announcement. Don joins me now in the studio. Thanks for coming by.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be in this station, too.
So tell me first your thoughts going down to Hope for this announcement.
I'd never been to Hope, Arkansas, and obviously we all know it's the home of President Clinton and the home of the guy who hopes to be president, Mike Huckabee. And it's a fascinating thing that both of those guys came from this very small little town. But it's a pretty classic place for somebody to announce for president from. And what you get as you drive through the town, as you go look at each of their boyhood homes or birthplaces, you do get a sense that in the case of these two guys, this is really from these humble beginnings. We all know it takes a lot of money to run for president and to run for higher office, and they're both able to raise a lot of money. But there are a lot of candidates who started out in life a lot further down that path than these two guys did. And it's something that really does hit home when you're there.
When Bill Clinton ran in 1992, he made a lot. In fact, it was one of his regular comments. I still believe in a place called Hope.
And Huckabee also could not resist playing on that. What a name for a town, Hope, right? And his line, and he repeated it many times. It was in the script 8 times. I counted them. But I think he said it many more times than that, from hope to higher ground. And that works on a lot of different levels. Clearly, there are kind of biblical and religious connotations to that. But it's also a message that I think they're hoping, you know, someone who's struggling to get by in this economy can look at. You know, they just want to get to higher ground and a better place. I think we're probably going to hear a lot of that phrase over the next months.
And in a lot of ways, Mike Huckabee has been positioning himself as the best candidate who could take on Hillary Clinton, suggesting, I took on the Clintons in Arkansas, even though he really came into office right after Bill Clinton became president.
Yeah. And you know, it may be overstating it a bit because he never ran against Bill Clinton. He talks about having run against succeeded despite the Clinton machine that was out to stop him. That's a very convenient storyline. The thing is, people here know better than I do the degree to which the Clinton machine packed up and went to Washington once he got to the White House. But it has been part of the narrative in the early going.
You've been covering the candidates so far who have announced. Mm-hmm. Where do you think Mike Huckabee is standing so far with this introduction?
There are a lot of questions about him still. He is certainly a formidable guy. He knows how to campaign. He's really good on the stump. He knows how to give a speech. He knows how to tell a joke. Sometimes the joke is a little, you know, corny, if you will. I use that word in my morning edition piece. Sometimes it can be kind of cutting. He can certainly be tough. The question, though, is what kind of shape is he in for a presidential run 8 years after he did it last? Because it's a very different campaign environment from what it was. Changes so quickly because of technology and the role of money and all of that. The other thing is, when he ran 8 years ago, it was essentially him as kind of the newcomer upstart versus John McCain and Mitt Romney. And he did well, but he had a lane to himself. 8 years ago, he was the one looking for evangelical and Christian conservative voters, and they rewarded him handily in Iowa. This year, he's going to go to Iowa. He's going to have to do well in Iowa, having won the Iowa caucuses last time he ran. So he's set a precedent for himself there. But there are some other guys named Ted Cruz and Scott Walker and Marco Rubio, and there will be others who are working hard looking at those exact same voters Huckabee kind of had to himself last time. So It's going to be pretty wild, and he will certainly be tested.
That's NPR's Don Gagne in Arkansas covering the launch of the campaign for Mike Huckabee for president. And Don, thanks for coming by to visit with us here at KUAR.
It's my pleasure. We'll talk again, I hope.
I hope so. This is KUAR 89.1.